Today we're building an old-school masterclass roller in Ableton Live 12, with that subweight first, rave pressure energy, that feels rude, spacious, and completely functional in a drum and bass mix. And I want to be clear right away, this is not about making a shiny modern drop, we're going after that low-ceiling warehouse feeling. The kind of tune where the bass keeps moving, the drums stay alive, and the atmosphere does a lot of emotional heavy lifting without getting in the way. In this style, atmospheres are not background decoration. They're part of the engineering. They create scale, high transitions, glue break edits together, and make a simple bassline feel much bigger than it really is. That's the whole trick. A minimal loop can feel cinematic and dangerous if the atmosphere is doing its job. The two biggest mistakes with subweight rollers are pretty simple. Either the low end is too polite, so the groove never really hits physically, or the top layers are too busy, so the whole thing loses that spacious old-school tension. So our mission is to find the sweet spot. Disciplined heavy sub, characterful mid bass that doesn't dominate, drums that breathe, and atmospheres that make it feel like you're in a dark room with a huge system. Let's start by setting up the session properly. Open a fresh live set at your usual tempo, but for this blueprint aim around 172 to 174 BPM. Make your main group straight away. Drums, bass, atmos, effects, and a reference track. That simple structure helps you make fast decisions. It keeps the focus on groove instead of clutter. On the master, leave yourself headroom. You want the rough mix peaking around minus 6 dB before mastering. That matters a lot in sub-heavy music, because the low end needs room to breathe. Drop in a reference track in a muted audio lane so you can check a few things as you build. Low end loudness, break presence, atmosphere density, and stereo width above the bass. You're not copying the reference. You're calibrating your ears. For this build, stick to stock Ableton devices. That keeps the workflow fast and keeps you focused on arrangement, tone, and pressure. We're using EQ8, operator or wavetable, drum rack, simpler or sampler, saturator, auto filter, utility, corpus if you want a little resonant weight, reverb or hybrid reverb, echo, glue compressor, and drum bus. Now, the most important rule in this whole lesson. Build the sub first, not last. Load operator on a bass MIDI track and start with a pure sine wave. Keep it mono, no widening. No stereo tricks, no fancy business, just wait. In operator, you can keep the attack basically instant, maybe 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay can sit around 100 to 250 milliseconds, if you want a bit of contour. Release somewhere around 40 to 120 milliseconds works nicely. If the phrase needs smooth movement, add a touch of glide, maybe 30 to 80 milliseconds, but only on selected notes. Now write the bass line with space. That is so important. Old school pressure comes from phrasing, not from low note spam. Try a two-bar loop where the root lands firmly on the downbeat, then an answer note comes in syncopated, maybe on the end of two or the end of four. You're not trying to impress anyone with note count. You're trying to make the system lean forward. Keep the sub living mostly in the 35 to 55 Hz area, depending on the key. If the root is too low, transpose it or rewrite the line. Don't force the room into mod. Put utility after operator and make sure the width is zeroed out. Then, if you want a little more physical presence on smaller systems, add saturator after that. Drive it gently, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and turn soft clip on. That gives you harmonics without losing the true weight on a club rig. Next, we build the mid-bass support layer. Duplicate the bass MIDI and load wavetable or another operator instance for a second bass layer. This is not the main event. This layer is the attitude. Think Reese Motion, dirty support, nasal old school edge, used to detune saws or a saw and square blend. Keep the unison modest, maybe 2 to 4 voices. Low to moderate detune is enough. You do not need a huge super saw. This is drum and bass, not trance. Filter this layer low, somewhere around 150 to 400 Hz depending on how much body you want in the mid-range. Add a very slow LFO to the filter cutoff for subtle motion, maybe sync to half bar or two bar movement. The point is to make it feel alive, not wobbling. Then add auto filter after the synth. Use a low pass filter, maybe 24 dB, with a small amount of drive. You can automate the cutoff across your phrase so it breathes a little over the 8 bars. If you want more aggression, saturator or drum bus can help, but keep it restrained. The mid bass should feel like a shadow following the sub, not a second lead taking over the whole record. Now let's get the drums moving. For old school pressure, the drums need a break-driven core with edits and ghost notes. Load a classic-style break into simpler, or slice it to drum rack if you want more control. The important thing is not to quantize everything rigidly. Let it breathe. Build around a strong kick and snare identity, Then add ghost hits quietly around the main hits. Nudge some of those hits slightly early or late. That tiny human push and pull is a huge part of the energy. In Live 12, the groove pool can help too. Use a subtle groove, maybe something NPC-ish or break-derived, but keep it light. You want movement, not cartoon swing. On the drum bus, glue compressor can glue the elements together with just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Use a slower attack and medium release. Drum bus can add a bit of body and transient shape, but don't flatten the break. And always cut unnecessary sub-rumble with EQ8, usually below 25 to 30 Hz. If the break is fighting the sub, high-pass the break carefully. Often somewhere around 80 to 140 Hz is enough, but trust your ears. The sub owns the bottom. The break owns the motion. Now for the atmosphere bed. This is where the track starts to feel like a place, not just a loop. You can build this from resampled noise, filtered break wash, reverse tails, stretched tonal textures, or even a filtered render of the loop itself. One strong approach is to print 4 or 8 bars of your drum and bass loop to audio, re-import it, reverse selected sections, and then process that with auto filter and reverb. That gives you a grimy, self-generated texture that feels part of the tune instead of pasted on top. A good atmosphere chain is something like this: EQ8 to remove anything below 150 to 250 Hz, then auto filter for slow movement, then echo with low feedback and filtered repeats, and then hybrid reverb or reverb with a long tail but low wet level. Keep the atmosphere wide using utility, but only on the atmosphere layer. Never on the sub. For reverb, think around 3 to 8 seconds decay, 15 to 35 milliseconds pre-delay, and a WAD amount that stays subtle, usually 8 to 20%. The atmosphere should fill the room behind the drums, not sit on top of them. Now here's a teacher note that matters a lot: treat the sub and the atmosphere as one system. If the ambience is exciting but the low end feels smaller, the atmosphere is probably stealing perceived weight. Always mute the atmosphere and check what the groove actually does underneath. That tells you whether the core is strong enough on its own. Next, write the bass line like a conversation with the drums. Don't just loop one bar forever. Old school rollers need phrasing. Build a 2-bar or 4-bar idea with call and response. For example, bar 1 gives you the root note and a short answer. Bar 2 introduces a rhythmic variation or a slide. Bar 3 repeats the hook with one changed ending. Bar 4 leaves some space so the phrase can breathe into the next cycle. Keep the notes mostly simple: root, fifth, octave, and maybe an occasional chromatic approach note for tension. Use note length as a creative tool. Longer notes create pressure. Shorter notes create urgency. A slightly late answer note or a short pickup into the next bar can be more menacing than a whole extra phrase. If the bass line starts feeling too modern or too melodic, strip it back. In this style, fewer notes with stronger timing usually hits harder than busy writing. Now we arrange the thing like a proper DJ tool. Build at least a 32-bar drop and think like a selector. You want a clean intro, a proper landing, and a later switch up that rewards attention. A solid layout could be bars 1 to 8, main groove introduction with sparse atmosphere, bars 9 to 16, bass variation and extra ghost notes with a filter opening, bars 17 to 24, a switch up with a snare fill and a response phrase, bars 25 to 32, back to the main groove with a new atmosphere layer or a stuttered break cut. For the intro and outro, keep the atmosphere and filtered drums flowing, but hold the sub back until the mix point. That makes the tune DJ friendly. And in this style, DJ friendly usually means stronger structure, not weaker energy. For transitions, use one memorable move instead of a bunch of flashy risers. A reverse crash, tom fill, filtered rave stab swell, or a short snare build with reverb automation can do way more than a giant modern riser. Keep it musical, keep it a little dangerous. Now let's talk mix discipline, because this is where the pressure lives or dies. Put utility on the sub and keep it dead center. Check the bass and mono early. If the low end changes character or disappears in mono, there's too much stereo in the wrong place. The sub layer should be clean, centered, and minimal. The mid layer can be a little wider if it stays above the low bass range. Use EQ8 to carve space around 200 to 400 Hz if the bass gets boxy. If the kick and sub are fighting, fix that by shortening note lengths, tuning the kick, or adjusting the relationship between the kick fundamental and the bass root. Atmospheres can be wide, but only if they're filtered. Let them be big in the sides, but keep their low end disciplined. The whole tune gets stronger when the low mids are under control. A big part of advanced DNB is automation. That's what makes a loop feel like a track. Automate the bass filter cutoff a little every 8 bars. Raise the atmosphere send on the last beat before a transition. Drop the middle layer by a decibel or two when you want the sub to hit hardest. Automate reverb on a fill hit or a reverse texture. Maybe automate saturation drive in a tiny burst for one phrase. These are small moves, but they make the arrangement breathe. And now the pro level move. Commit and resample. If a bass movement, break edit, or atmosphere texture is working, resample it. Record it to audio, chop the best moments, reverse or warp them selectively, and turn them into a new layer. That gives the tune a more original character and makes it feel less like a loop stack. In old school flavor D&B, commitment is a strength. Audio forces decisions. Decisions create identity. Also, don't be afraid to delete things. A subweight roller often hits harder when you remove clutter instead of adding more. Silence is a weapon. A pressure release bar, where everything drops down to just the sub for half a bar or a bar, can make the return feel massive.